Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out by contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 51. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 51 is a review lesson. Nothing I see means anything. What I see now is taking the place of vision. I must let it go by realizing it has no meaning, so that vision may take its place. I have given what I see all the meaning it has for me. I have judged everything I look upon, and it is this and only this I see. This is not vision. I do not understand anything I see. How could I understand what I see when I have judged it amiss? What I see is the projection of my own errors of thought. There is every reason to let it go and make room for what can be seen and understood and loved. I can exchange what I see now for this merely by being willing to do so. These thoughts do not mean anything. The thoughts of which I am aware do not mean anything, because I am trying to think without God. My real thoughts are the thoughts I think with God. I am not aware of my real thoughts, because I have made my thoughts to take their place. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think, because I am constantly trying to justify my thoughts. I am constantly trying to make them real, to make them true. I make all things my enemies, so that my anger is justified and my attacks are warranted. I have not realized how much I have misused everything I see by assigning the role of enemy to it. I have done this to defend a thought system that has hurt me, that I no longer want. I am willing to let it go. nothing I see means anything. I have given what I see all the meaning it has for me. I do not understand anything I see because I've given them false meanings. These thoughts do not mean anything because they are not true. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think, because I think thoughts that aren't true. These thoughts that come into the mind, they aren't my true thoughts. And so they must lead me. They lead me to fear. While the thoughts from spirit, they feel different. They feel different than the other thoughts that lead me into fear. If I am upset, it is because I have listened to and believed a thought that led me into fear. These thoughts that lead me into fear, they mean nothing. When I look with the eyes of the mind wants to judge and categorize and label, and all of these things mean nothing. It's when I look with vision, with my heart, seeing through the truth of who I am, that's when things make sense. If I am looking out and I am confused, it's because these thoughts do not mean anything that come from the mind. There was a line from a show where a woman was trying to understand a person, someone they had labeled a terrorist. And the line she said was something like, "We are trying to find out what makes them human, not what makes them a terrorist." And it's like I read, Jesus said that I am constantly trying to make all things my enemy so that my anger is justified and my attacks are warranted. It's the same. I need to stop looking out at the world as a terrorist, as something that is there to terrorize me, to attack me. And instead, I need to look out on the world to see what makes them like me, makes them the same as me. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to be aware of the thoughts that come into my mind, and help me to let go of the ones that lead me into fear, and to embrace the ones that lead me into love and to peace. Guide me today to see with vision, which makes everything I see the same as me. Help me not to see differences. Help me not to see the world as a terrorist, but to see the world as an innocent brother. I give my willingness to be led into peace. I give my willingness to let go of my wanting to build an identity based on separation and replace it with an identity based on oneness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your constant guidance and your never-ending patience. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, letting go of all the thoughts that keep us distracted, the thoughts from the mind which teach us who we aren't, let go of all these thoughts and sink deeply to that knowing space of peace, confident that your inner guide is there, welcoming you with love. Thank you for joining with me today in this holy space of innocence. Namaste.